This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's an equation. Smartphone plus taxicab or town car equals a new way to summon a ride. Services like Uber, U-B-E-R, are changing the way we get around cities. But there are questions. Does Uber share the bounty with drivers properly? And does it operate in accordance with rules that in various cities govern taxis and limos? Regular contributor, Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain, has actually used Uber's app.
It has the added feature of while you're waiting for it, you can see an oversized car icon working its way through the streets to your ground zero.
Always amusing when you're sitting there trying to get to the airport. Now, like a lot of digital technologies, it's disruptive and it's changing old patterns. We certainly are well acquainted with the old way of getting a car in New York, raising your arm. But it looks like it's leading to several legal skirmishes here.
Yes. In fact, there's been at least one class action suit filed against Uber. There is some tale of dissatisfied drivers. There's been confusion and sometimes adverse action by public authorities. In California, for a while, the Utilities Commission there was looking to cease and desist, not just against Uber, but against some of these ride-sharing services like Lyft and Sidecar, which are even a click further removed from the days of yore, because anybody with a car might be in a position to offer rides on Lyft or Sidecar. Uber tends to recruit those who already are drivers for black car services and could be called through more traditional means. So they're already extra licensed in some way.
A staff writer for Mother Jones, Josh Harkinson, wrote a really interesting piece about a controversy over exactly where the automatic tips, the gratuities, go.
Yes, it's a remarkably Byzantine dispute. You would think that it could be simplified so that for a given fare at a given rate, you know how much is going to the driver, how much is going to Uber, and how much of that payment is a tip. The bottom line may be that as an Uber driver, you're still walking away with a decent percentage. But it's very interesting to think that especially given the lack of regulation in a place like New York, there's a commission that's going to set what the fees are. Uber is setting the fees, answerable only to Uber. Uber lowered fares by 10% in San Francisco. It varies by city. And the drivers were like, well, wait a minute. What are we, chopped liver? And the answer is you're called independent contractors, and that's a step below chopped liver. And what it means is if you want to work with Uber and set up your iPhone, great. If you don't like it, go do something else.
Law professor Jonathan Zittrain is director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.